It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The latest report from Colorado's Department of Labor shows more than 6,700 people filed a regular initial unemployment claim last week. The department says it has seen a decline in people asking for continued unemployment benefits compared to weeks and months prior, partly because a new identity verification requirement is impeding access for some applicants. The state paid more than $9 million in benefits last week and more than $8 billion total since the pandemic began. Bus drivers in the Roaring Fork Valley want hazard pay for working through the pandemic. The drivers' union says its members have been exposed to dangerous situations for the past year. The Aspen Times reports that local transit agency leaders are hesitant to give raises, but are encouraging drivers to get vaccinated. RTD in the Denver metro area has not provided hazard pay. A bill to help schools reverse pandemic-related learning loss cleared its first legislative hurdle yesterday. It would direct state education officials to create a resource bank for schools, including products, strategies, and services, especially for low-income students and students with disabilities. Bill sponsor, Representative Jen Bacon, said families, students, and schools are struggling.
They need a place to go to find resources. They need to also know which resources are effective.
If the bill passes, schools would be required to report back on which practices, like tutoring programs, were most useful. The top general at the U.S. Space Command acknowledges expensive infrastructure that exists in Colorado would have to be duplicated if the mission moves to Alabama. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
Army General James Dickinson has been in charge of the command since last August. It's based at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, yet President Trump announced in the waning days of his tenure it would move to Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn has been a harsh critic of Trump's decision, and he questioned Dickinson during a subcommittee hearing.
If the military was told to put Space Command in a cornfield in Iowa, you know, they could do it. You know, we can do whatever we want, but why do it when it's working so well where it is right now?
While acknowledging the additional cost of the Alabama move, Dickinson still approves of Trump's decision. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, it's 42 degrees this morning. This is CPR News.